7:30 in the time from studio clock. Now, so I will say good morning and welcome you to another edition of your program, Good Morning Salon, where they meet you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Today, now Thursday, 19th January 2017, where they bring this edition of the program to you. My name is Ahmed Sisi.
And my name is James. Good morning. Inside the program this morning, as some member them, now the Sierra Leone People's Party, All Aspirants Alliance, they don't say, they not go sit on party peace talk, where he tired, Brigadier Julius Madabio don't say he wants for all with them. Justice Babatunde Edwards don't give ruling, now the High Court say, the SLPP National Executive for do the activity them, now the Sierra Leone People's Party, High Court look inside the SLPP lower election case, now High Court. The Director of Crime Services, now the Sierra Leone Police don't say, police don't catch but 11 people where the suspect say gets question for answer for the late retired Lieutenant General S.O. Williams in Taiwan. And Radio Democracy go look inside the 65th Miss Universe Beauty Pageant where they carry on at the Philippines. Usai Hawa Kamara, they represent Salon. And same also how you go eat healthy for live long.
Well, this and plenty other story there for you inside the program. Plus, we look inside the school feeding program where they carry on now and go now one of the school in Afriton and see how this program they carry on. Remember, see, they get you live on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl on air on 98.1 FM. And you can also get you in our Facebook page on www.facebook.com/radiodemocracy98.1 FM. Remember, see, now support from Osiwa and Africell with this broadcast. This program you will listen can be part of by where you go send message to number 077-981-981. The number is 077-981-981. Send message and be part of them.
Right, we continue with the program and the first issue they begin with this morning with the Gona Court. Usa Justice Babatunde Edwards give ruling in a high court say the Salon People, the Salon People's Party National Executive will do the activity them na na the party. For more on this, let me join with court reporter Matthew Kwate.
The presiding judge for the SLPP case, na the High Court, Justice Babatunde Edwards. Don't talk na court say the SLPP executive for do the activity them na the Sierra Leone People's Party, like for all the meeting them and other activity them na the party. Sote he look inside the SLPP lower level election case done when na the substantive matter where the complainant them for this case, Alusain Bangura, Alex Kagbo and Victor Sheriff, don't care go na the High Court against the SLPP executive. Justice Edwards been talked this way, he been the gi in ruling, pan the injunction issue where the lead counsel for the complainant them for this case, lawyer Sulaiman Banja Tijansi, be make application na the High Court for say, if for put injunction pan the SLPP executive for make them not go able for do them work na the party. He been give this ruling at the High Court Wednesday, January 18 this year, where the SLPP lower level election case been come up back na court. As all this they be, the lead counsel for the complainant them, lawyer Sulaiman Banja Tijansi, been talk na court say, he and in team of lawyer them, for this case, they file one other document at the High Court Friday, January 20 this year, for defend then client them pan this case. And the lead counsel for the SLPP executive, lawyer Umaru Napoleon Kuruma, self say himself within team go filing at the High Court, then self own document for challenge the case of the SLPP executive when are the defendants them pan this case. And the lead counsel for the complainant them, lawyer Banja Tijansi, and the lead counsel for the defendant them, lawyer Umaru Napoleon Kuruma, don't talk na court say, then go serve copy of them, document them to the team of lawyer them for the two group them will get this case na court before the next adjourned date of this case. For make them all go challenge then case na court for defend them client them na court. People go member say the complainant them for this case, Alusain Bangura, Alex Kago and Victor Sheriff, when a senior member them na the Sierra Leone People's Party been carried the SLPP executive go na the High Court because then say the lower level election them where the SLPP executive been hold na 39 SLPP constituency them na the country inside 2016 been get some irregularity them as then say this election not being credible and free and fair. for sake that the plaintiff them when are the complainant them for this case. We been carry this case go na the High Court against the SFPP executive been say they want make the court cancel the lower level election then with the SFPP executive be hold inside 2016. And serve the one for make the party all other lower level election will go be free and fair. Justice Babatunde Edwards do adjourn this case to Wednesday, January 25 this year, when at the time where the judge go begin for look inside this SFPP lower level election case. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Matthew Kwate, the report.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue. Send message to the number 0779-81981. We're still inside the issue of the SLBP. This BNTM, one flag bear aspirant, when a retired Brigadier Julius Marabio, Bingona, Pujong, Kailaun, and other side in the Kontki, who say be colon, a company flag bear at them, waiting at the alliance, the all aspirants alliance at the SLBP, for making them can sit on that table and see how they go talk bots for bring peace in them party. Where this maker the democracy talk to Trip and the aspirants them with the now this all aspirants alliance na the SLP when Alpha Timbo and Okaili and John Oponjo Benjamin. Where they all say they no go sit down na table with Julius Marabio because they say in be don't talk say you no go talk peace with nobody so say they elect flag bearer. Well Elizabeth Ali Blango talk to them and at this time be get for say.
Andrew Kiley, one of the aspirants for the SLPP flag bearership and part of the alliance. It's surprising to me because we know always they talk about peace in the party, we they call Madabio in the candy. As far as me concerned, all the peace initiatives, them from Bishop Humpa to Med K to different one, them people already support the candy, but in of INSEF, no in the candy peace meeting. We sit down one day, we tell Bishop Humpa, say, if you not come again, we'll not go sit down and discuss peace. I'm surprised when I know they bring and come up. And I make, I think, say, to me, it's not too genuine. Because in nothing, say, makes sense for talk peace until after the flag bear election. And the fact that they do them after we get this Kuskas na the party about the elections there, yeah? And if just feel say na because it feels say it don't get the upper hand pan the illegitimate elections that we don't run, so now it one can talk peace. So me not take and serious.
And not be the be part of plenty meetings that won't be done, they call for loan and see how the bridge peace. Mm-hmm. But now it don't spell time out clearly, say, for loan and dialogue. You not feel saying the right thing you do in the right direction for push the party go before.
Oh, a good thing. And me go ready for sit down and talk peace with them. We all go ready for sit down and talk peace. But there must be preconditions. The thing that will happen will we not like recently.
Okay,
the illegitimate elections that we hold, we then get parallel executives them we then elect in various positions, and then they insist them people then still they stay. If you not reverse that, then you want for make to build peace pant up illegitimate issues them, it not gonna happen. If you agree, say make go back to their issues then they and go back to who side the problems then start more recently. Of course, I go left for Sidon Mutam. And a lot of we go ready for Sidon Mutam. Now the alliance, and I sure say I go to speak on behalf of my colleagues them as well, because there have been instances where we actually they say member that bio come make with Sidon and talk. But in always they give the impression to the public say the alliance against them. So you know they join with, you know they come sit down and talk. This is wrong. I mean, some of we, when Madam Bio win the flag bearer election the last time, we supported him. We move around this company with the campaign for him. Me believe, say, anybody will win the flag bearer election for support him. But it should be a legitimate election where they elect the person. Where you don't rogue, you say, more can sit down talk peace. Not a genuine peace, you go to talk. Everything about this party has been about flag bearership. We get a lot of other issues for sort out. With PPRC the last time, then make agreement on certain issues. Then una grab now una renege on their agreements them, una move go conduct elections with parallel executives. Then after that you make a tour around the country, like saying a victory you don't get, you make people then they declare for you all over the country. This is not done. When the elections they are done, there will be a time for genuine flag bearer elections. But because you don't want to get a level playing field, you want to get the upper hand, you move delegates around, you show picture, they like say you get support all over the country. To me, it don't make sense to me. That means say they try for show, say you're not the inevitable choice. Now the people then want me, I don't show show una. Therefore, una can't sit down, can't talk peace with me. Me na the big man. Not for the big man. Man will sit down, talk legitimate peace. What we talk am, if you win flag bearer election, me go be the first man for go congratulate you. I support you. Just so that once we don't talk to her, they say, make nobody not say any party office. And they agreed on that. And all man know say, then people in the way they go attract a lot of violence within the SLPP. And the same thing they happen on the other side. And when una they do them now, una they prevent other people sometimes from entering. Now one great person get for win. We all not go be leader. It might be ready for talk today to we. The colleagues are ready for talk to her.
We see you make up of these statements we might be make.
In the public show, does this the man we do on record for say peace go on the colour with party when you don't become flag bearer? And what did they do currently that for ensure say that is what would, should happen? Because you get talks and most of the party offices. Now they be all their violence. And until the public they name and shame people like that, the utterances go be we they look at the future of the party. We they look at the future of the country. But if SLPP collapse, this country they collapse. And if they look at people where they do things, where they undermine the stability of the party, the peace of this party. If we own national officers, where they're supposed to serve the party, they don't lose track. They say they don't get flag bearer already. Now, in give them that authority for the way and talk, say, you go only talk peace after you don't become flag bearer. If we MPs peace there, then forget what is in the service. The security of going to parliament, you know, for the in the hands of Mada Bio, for the in the hands of their service to the constituents the way they represent and to their party. But most of them believe, say, if you don't be a mad of you in hand the party, you don't go parliament. How are we going to effectively challenge this APC party and winner? We don't get anything for proof. Pass from beginning the belly and they run after people. We are looking at the general interest of the party. We all believe, say, there should be peace in this party. We all they contest against each other. We condemn violence. We embrace peace and unity. They will say, we'll forgo the party constitution. We're not for deep and rogue business. If at this point you tell you want to go into government by rogue, if you win government, you go better this country? Of course not. We party, not bring peace. Then don't actually establish proper democracy. Fear. This now. Really a big challenge, not to just to SLP.
Now that you don't try for call on the alliance for make una come together and make this, you know, if you say this is a genuine thing.
You know, man genuine, make it condemn the violence we're in the perpetrate force. Let it pull in talks and then party office there. So I let the party office be a proper office where nobody not did it for smoke jamba. Nobody not did it for cause mamikos. Is that how you want to run the party offices? Is that how you want to run this party? You don't need for all again. Say, don't get all my dog, don't cancel the head and support. Let go relax. When we hold a proper election and they conduct proper convention, then you go see, say, now more than they take for Billy Mossowood than a fake business and paper.
Okay, Mr. Benjamin, you and Madabu, people in the seance, when I get really serious bone for pick.
Me and Madabu not get bone for pick. It only owes me a lot of apologies by the day. I have swallowed a lot of insult on his behalf. I don't do a lot of things for her. If you know, if I say thank you to me, make it tough for set up a man there for the attack me. Because the time will come with the best form of defense that attack.
So meaning, I'm not ready yet for when I make peace come out of the party?
No, the man is not ready yet. We're ready. You can condemn them violence where they happen and make corrective measures. We're pulling talks in the party office. Then we can begin talking peace.
If you see you are for sit-down with alliance, then me, the first you are to see whether he has changed. We've been see no dialogue, no that is not necessary. Pass out a convention. Why the change? Where the change now? Number two, since he don't go round, he did bandit talk. They can we say, before I talk with him, pass I go round. For switch a pass to go round the talk. Yes, I go round. For guy don't go down, don't go see campaign and that thing and they pass it go round. Who said I go talk before that?
That is to say, you want to say this call we might be make on an get confidence panam for say he wants peace. He wants for on all come together and make peace.
We always stay in for peace, peace and constitutionality. Let me say, peace not necessary. This will never come. It's not necessary. That's after convention. That's what he said. I ain't going to sit down with we.
Well, if you don't say so, now you don't feel saying now for let on are able for come together. On are go before think better thing for push the party go before.
I don't feel so. So you get for say whether it's genuine for which you talk down now. And thing don't go round. That's we go round. There is a can now be an answer. Maybe now we go around, I make the issue for peace can. So there is a go around, so then they go say that, because you will be not say know, and peace will see from peace. Now, we know, and peace will tell pass out the convention. We tell that at the end of the time that they can be so able to plan.
All right. That's
now,
three members then, now the All Aspirants Alliance, now the Salon People's Party, and Kylie, John Okonjo Benjamin, and Alpha Timbo, they give a reaction to retired Brigadier Julius Madabe and call for peace. Now the Salon People's Party. We continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. Where they come to you from 98.1 FM. Now we they go to other issue. We get for do with the school feeding program. The school feeding program now part of the president, Dr. Nesbai Koma, in recovery priority plan them. Who said them be do identify, but 2,000 school them all over the country wait for benefit from this program. According to the Ministry of Education, about 1 million picking them don't already begin benefits from this school feeding program. Radio Democracy, Kwani Gauja, go around and monitor this process and go now report.
Adena, the Tower East School compound for find out how then they operate this program.
Take your plate, close your books. When you receive your food, you eat, you continue.
They don't already done for dish the food them and then put some party food them now bucket. A bury them put inside my white bucket, not even reach half of the bucket, the food tap. As the Huawei the shape say, this one bucket food. And for one class. So we wait and see how they go able to share their food among the pikinia, where everybody go get access to the food.
Hey, you, this class one, where are you going?
And then they use that flat iron spoon at time so they can use for fry, for shape the ebe. And now one and a half of that flat iron spoon, they give per one pikin. But what in the head teacher think about the food feeding program?
And what they have given us is what we are using. As for me, I have to use my own money to buy kitchen utensils. Okay. Because the money is not enough. If I say I want to take from that money to buy kitchen utensils, this one rice, this bag of rice is cost 220,000. And we use it only once. Just half, two or three dozens. So I had to buy another bag for Thursday. So you see, we have to buy oil, palm oil. I have two butter palm oil, one butter oil that we are using now.
All in one day?
No. That is not for one day. Maybe we'll use it for 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
Because we have 500 and 64 children.
So I was asking her about the time. Already she has not started yet with the cooking, so I was concerned about that because they told me that their lunch time will be around 11
or 12. Because we don't have helper. Okay. We call the community people to come and help us. At times they come, at times they don't come. And teachers have to set their class before leaving the class to come and help in the cooking.
That's not the voice of the head teacher and the Tower in infant school. And from the office, I go down at the kitchen. Outside the teacher and themselves, they prepare the food.
Oh, Jamina to TS robots. One, the class 4 teachers. Now, me, they supervise. She said they cook well. Mm-hmm. Although I don't have classroom, but me, I do up here.
Okay, so as a teacher, how are you able to monitor the school picking and able to monitor outside and the cook here?
That's good. Now, with 2 days in class, my other company now, they teach now. And they go inside and come up for that sister team go away.
Okay, so now we say wait till now they cook for the picking because I see they don't put their bars, pepper.
Yeah, today now, white table with granite. We put some artists inside. They'll get them all they can make now. We'll get teachers by class and go shape. Right. So now they could
see. So wait till waiting inside here, Biaki. What
is that? We got physical watch.
Okay.
Now just now, we about the don't divide. Okay, waiting.
Alright.
We get
cocoa.
We get cocoa yam. We get Chinese yam. Oh. We get cassava. We get raw banana. We don't put jumbo Maggi. Then the tomato. Now we don't put soap.
Okay,
with strings Maggi.
Now put fish.
Fish day. Now fish shop be don't go with the soul. Fish, now first be don't go with the soul.
Okay, now where I need to see any fish?
Well, now you make them for the bone, let not left. They make them small, small.
Okay, because now that bone got fish.
Sweet water, I mix I know, slatty.
So wait till they sell that other.
Now the same thing.
All right, so quickly, just tell me when this food go ready for the picking them, for letting them go before eating.
We're going at 12 o'clock, we come along to 12:30. Sharp 12, all mad again, you're in class.
And according to waiting to observe and waiting to find out that today the food not be enough for the picking them and waiting themselves say, and according to some people we make concern off record now that the money not key enough for make sufficient food for the picking them, for make them all go able for eat and bell full. According to them, they hope for see more improvements go the next time for the picking them. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Waniga Ojade report.
Right, we continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. We come to you from 98.1 FM. If you want to take part in the program, the number for send your message to 077-981-981. You can listen we on Radio Democracy, www.radiodemocracy.sl with support from Usiwa and Afrisel. We continue with the program. The time for most studio clock now is 7:51. And today we want to talk about how you go eat good for get a healthy life. And one person we don't make sure say this before the past 1 year, we get a very young entrepreneur. We don't come from time to time now Radio Democracy. First, he been get domestic services program where usai they help train you people them we go able for be domestic people them now different people then home them. Now from there you don't they expand on in business, and today we want for welcome Alita Ansukata in the chief executive officer for Eat Smart Sierra Leone. Good morning and welcome again to Radio Democracy.
Good morning, Asma. Good morning, Sierra
Leone. All right. First, we be know you for somebody where we deal with domestic services. Now we see you don't move into what you call Eat Smart to be healthy and productive. Why you move or you're not the same business?
Well, thank you very much, Asma, for getting me here this morning. Eat Smart and ODSA, the domestic service agency, I would say now one and the same thing in terms of personnel. Because as you self know how it's like for the job market and the domestic services, I mean, they also cater for gig people and cooks and childminders, you know, your domestic staff. But we realize, say, them people are so can stay so long now with books, especially the cooks them. And this is not just another way for more we utilize the service. So we decide for branch out into a food delivery service. Of course, I will get for explain what we really do in that. But now one and the same thing. ODSA, it's Smart Day under ODSA as well.
All right. Still under the domestic service, because not to trade where we see so common as alone. Usa, you go to a professional person for say I want nanny or I want somebody for take care of me, picking or cook for me. So how that business day don't they do?
Well, that business they really don't they do well, but to some extent it don't slow down, especially after this Ebola warming get, because we get a lot of people that we cancel the contracts with we, because they normally want, you know, people for the go in and out their homes. And some of our clients and self been travel. But by and large, we really try for upgrade, and we get other things that we try for doing at the pipeline in terms of improving on with services. And also very soon, I get for come back na radio for can tell salon people they're waiting our next steps. I can say we really try for upgrade and improve on with personnel. Because you know, say we product than a mortal man. So they really try for see how best we can give them more training so that then we will be efficient, effective for match the job market and the demand within our the market.
So from there we see Eat Smart Sierra Leone born. Why the name Eat Smart?
Well, like how the name say Eat Smart. They want for me people to eat properly and for let people to eat right. Because we na Eat Smart believe say the way you they eat, now they determine how healthy you are, how productive you are. And we realize say, a lot of people then they miss out on trying to be healthy and trying for eat properly. So Eat Smart come na the market for me, we cater for that strain where people they strain for eat properly, especially during lunchtime. So we meals them more focused on vegetables, on fruits, with the grill. We they avoid oil, we they avoid anything way not healthy for mortal man. So anything where you eat from, eat smart. Now something where they add value to your life, it they nourish your life, and they make you be more productive and live a better life.
It's properly and it's right. What in the determine you say you don't eat properly and you don't eat right?
Okay, asthma. Some of the things the way, of course, we can, like I tell you, we focus on. I never hear you say vegetables, for example, don't ever be a problem to somebody because you eat them too much. So one of the things the way, or one of the most celebrated meals then I eat smart, for example, na funde. Funde, we all know, say very low in calories compared to rice. So eat smart, they make sure, say, we cook funde and we cook it with soup so people then go get them as an alternative to rice. We also, they do bolgo. And bolgo, like I say, itself, na wheat, it better pass for it less. And we all know waiting at the way you convert rest, for example, the starch, the carbohydrates, waiting they lead to diabetes and all of that. So we they even promote, say, people and for they eat wholesome meals them instead of then they eat meals their way get for begin cause all that disease or that sick na them body. So eating light and eating smart is basically trying to incorporate food the way go be of a lesser, you know, evil na your body or for me, you know, contact diseases. Compared to other food, the way, of course, we know, say, where you eat, you have to deal with diabetes, hypertension, and high cholesterol, and all of that.
We eat in habits, now, Sierra Leone, definitely not to any of the one, indeed, the way you don't talk about funde or bolgo. Na res, kasada, gari, you know, na the more we they eat, na ya. So now, you, why you think, say, me for left the one, indeed, them, and then just go to bolgo or funde?
The campaign for Eat Smart, really, we want to build up a community. We know say it's not get for easy for many people and just change and begin for it, waiting with a try for promote so. But at the end of the day, I make we message very clear. If you want to be healthier, if you want to avoid because of them sickness here, what I don't call, like cancer, diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, where we realize, say, it's very common now in a salon. Because of the eat the way we they eat.
So now, so it's wait, a choice. Wait, what that says so?
It's a choice where somebody you get for make you live a better life, for make you avoid some of them sickness, yeah. And mind you, asthma, me self way Sidonia, so like I say, I'm a very busy person. I get picking them. You know, your life can become so engaged that you they even forget how you they manage your day and what you they really eat. You know, we're not a kind of concentrate and pay attention to that. Where at the end of the day, would they end up grab anything, like how you self they rightly say. But with Eat Smart, will they actually help you for think about what you get for eat. Like I say, we meals, they all, they're vegetable-based, salads, you know, fruits, grills, fish. We know they do any meat at all. Chicken, in fact, will they do country fall? Because we all know how nutritious we country fall day. So,
right, so how important it be for make somebody they choose waiting for it?
Important because of the health reasons, like I don't tell you. If you want for combat diseases, you want for combat sickness, now your life, the best thing you get for do, now for eat properly and stay a very active life.
All right, Alita Ansukata, in the CEO for Eat Smart Sierra Leone, idea so for talk about waiting people and for eat, for get a healthy life. As we all know, diabetes, high blood pressure, they on the increase. And one of the things them way doctor they can always tell you now for watch waiting you they eat for live a healthy life. For go come back to them for may we continue for talk about how you able for eat and waiting for eat so you go live a better life. Well, the time from the studio clock now 8 o'clock. When we go back, we can we continue with the program.
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Ha ha.
Now the People's Bank.
The People's Bank.
yeah.
Sure.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
We they drive customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence. Integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values, count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic, for sure. Count on us.
Sammy Bank, now you back. Now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
Right, we continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. We come to you from 98.1 FM. If you're listening to the program, you're listening to Asma James N.
Ahmed Sisi.
All right, this morning, so we they are with a move a little bit from the normal program mode on the do as today. You know, we want to see how you go eat better and forget a healthy life. And also go right now the Miss Universe Beauty, Miss Universe with the K-On, Usai Salon, Hawa, Kamara, they inside the first, the top 10 predicted. Hopefully, we know say Hawa go do very well na the Miss Universe. As we all know, Miss World just passed. Usai again, we get Aminata, we go represent Salon again, himself do very well. And now we get Hawa Kamara, we save Dana the Miss Universe. We may get Josephine, we been go Miss Earth, and other somebody else. We go China, where we get somebody now. We go can't talk about that. Well, inside the studios again, one for welcome Natasha Beckley, founder of I Am Sierra Leone Pageant and Modeling Agency,
yes,
and producer of Miss Universe Salon.
Good
Natasha Beckley, don't they help young people them go take part na different pageants them na the world. And the latest one we come from the Philippines, I guess, Nabi Josephine Kamara.
Yes.
And now we get Miss Universe again, where instead it gets, employ them picking their ladies there, so sorry, yeah, for go represent Sierra Leone. Good morning, Natasha, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Asma. How are you?
I'm okay. Before we talk about the Miss Universe, so how they do extremely, extremely well, let me talk about the I Am Sierra Leone pageant.
Okay.
Tell me about them.
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, Ahmed and Asma. Una plenty thank you for this opportunity, and good morning to Sierra Leone. My name is Natasha Beckley, and me have been former Miss Sierra Leone 2011. I've been get the opportunity to represent Sierra Leone during the Miss World 2011 competition in London. But prior to that, me have been Miss Salon America, and then me have been Miss University in America as well, and I've been competing at Miss Africa US, and I came second. So throughout my life, from 18 to about 26, I spend most of my time at the competes for different beauty pageants for Sierra Leone. And where I first begin for do pageantry, I was about 18, and I not really know too much about what I was doing. And my focus was more on myself, my family, and myself. But as time did go, I realized that my platform way bigger than, you know, myself and my family. So that's how I started IMSL. Because sometimes when I talk to people, they say, I have to speak of Sierra Leone. They don't even know my name. When I go to any competition, they call me Sierra Leone. I think half of the girls in Miss World don't even know my name. They know me by my country. So how I act is how they perceive my country. So now me get for Popo Salon, the good, the bads, and everything. So I become Sierra Leone. So IMSL started as a pageant agency to let all the girls that are going to be working with us to know that na Salon you represent rather than yourself or your family.
All right, inside 2016, we see you come, you do three competitions there, Musai, for go Miss Earth, Miss Universe, and one other one we
international.
Miss International, yes. China. So
Japan.
So tell me about and how you come about for select them three young women from Sierra Leone.
We come back from Miss World in 2011. I've been getting the funny thing is what I've been Miss World, then the contestants and they laugh me. Like anytime I work, I get pen and paper. You know, I've been like pageants and so much, but I not be understand the procedure and the process on how then they do them. So anytime I see something, I the right hand down. Anytime I see, I the right hand down. And then begin for laugh me, say, this girl ain't book. Because even though we been get pageants, producer, then I also, but we never really had, we not be really get experts. We don't go like the international competition, there where they go for actually study what's being done, so we can able for practice and I also. So when we come, after Miss World, then begin for invites me, me party, we can second Miss Philippines. Philippines. Now you say, why go Philippines? I think say Natasha, we for invite Salon back for come. Now them pageants there. So apparently there are four of the largest pageants in the world. Miss World is the oldest pageant, it's 66 years old. Miss Universe is the second pageant and it's 65 years old. Miss International is 55 years old and Miss Earth is 20 years old. So they say, why Salone they compete in kind pageants there? Natasha, you go for go compete. But that's in me papa don't gains with this pageants business, honestly, because I spent so much time doing pageants. Now you say, no, I'm not going to mind if you continue for airport that people learn, but make you not compete again. So now begin for inquire about how Sierra Leone could be able to represent. We were already going to Miss World. I applied for Miss Universe in 2011 as soon as I came back, and then Giwi 2016, and Miss Earth then Giwi 2012, and Miss International 2012. But throughout the years, now one number I'll be able for send. But now this, now the first year, where as you see, Aminata go Miss World, Hawa go Miss Universe, we get Masiri Swari, we go Miss International, and it win the best from Africa, and we get Josephine Kamara, we go Miss Miss Earth, and I also send Miss Tourism Queen go na China na Wenzo.
Right. So the perception about woman them, young woman them, where they going to pageantry,
right?
You know, now one with plenty people. Don't they look at the negative part for some time now?
Right.
So, waiting at you will say different. Waiting at this thing where give you so much confidence, you are going to pageantry and be that kind of person in our society.
You know, I'm big on the important on the girl child and building the girl child. Sometimes in some part we don't get the experience for come on out of salon. There's a bigger world out there. World they way big past salon. And if we keep with girl picking and confined in this space, we all in Sabina, yeah, maybe Guinea, Nigeria, Liberia, you know, they see the difficulties them way actually they go on at this world. And, you know, as difficult as this program is to run, because, you know, financially sending all these girls to these different countries, not be big problem for we. But I'm so proud of all my contestants that we go. Imagine for most of them picking there, so this is now the first time for coming at the continent of Africa. When you come on at the continent of Africa, you bridge into another continent, another world. You see how other countries then they operate. You see the how, not necessarily the black skin, but how people and they perceive the black people, and how people perceive how education is important. Because if you know sabi talk English na common language where most people and go know with a tripper, you get for no out for able for move in these countries. So for people the way they see pageantry in the negative aspects, there's so many positives that come with you know, competing in a pageant. Look how, for example, I was competing with 86 of the most beautiful women in the world, and for make Salongo for the first year, then they predict we within the top 10. That's to show you that Sierra Leone picking them back get that same quality day where all 86 countries then blanks get for go do them kind of competition there. So it's confidence building where they build self-esteem, self-worth, and most importantly, you must get self-respect. So the negative view that people then get for pageantry, I mean, you know, they can't compete in a pageant. First of all, we don't even accept contestants that are bleached. That's number one. You see where how they do so well because they see something in this, in her radiance and in complexion. If you can't go there half mulatta, half black, they really don't know who you are. So that is one of the requirements them. If you they bleach, definitely don't come. I don't want to work with you and we will not be working with you.
So looking at the time where you be go participate in the Miss World pageant and the way how you groom and prepare the young ladies here for go participate now, right. Which you not be getting anything in there, where you they try for, you know, put into the one that we go represent.
Oh man, I can say me brother them, me papa them, stuff. I think they're able for produce pageants, me cousin them, because they're around me so much. I was self-taught. Now me teach myself. Now me, even though I had guidance, especially with Terelia Goodson, who was a former Miss Sierra Leone, where Kayaso, but we not been get anybody where you go. Where they say, Natasha, where you go, Miss World? Now this you for expect. Now this you for do. Now this you for do. I not been get that. And where I go, Miss World, out of I did. Even though I didn't win Miss World, not a place, but out of most of the contestants that we've been get the opportunity for go talk at Cambridge University. At that time, we were 112 contestants. And the Uma we get Miss World, they called me, say, Natasha, I want you to give the, I want you to be the one to speak on the importance of the girl child. Out of 111 contestants, and then they see this popo pikiwe come on salon, that means there is something in the Sierra Leone girl child where we not tap into it, where if they go then kind of competition, they are so then go able for excel.
Right, Natasha Beckley.
Honestly, what's you na Miss Universe, Miss World? I mean, things say you na contestant.
Why?
I just think, I said, who's going to get a list that we want to win this competition?
No,
so,
no.
I feel just... sorry for her, Natasha. So, African, what I see you there? I'm just saying, you go to get Spar Solomon.
No, please. Well, thank you very much.
I'll be one pull lining just... on my chest.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, maybe just go for good support again. I'll in me only to win me passion also, when myself gets for young people, young women, where they do so well.
Okay.
And so, we'll be good support. Of course, I didn't have the Miss Sierra Leone board.
Yes.
So, we'll go support Aminata and Adimis. And it'd be interesting to see how country then they support then contestants there away. Somehow Sierra Leone, we know don't step up in that area. But we'll talk about that as we get. Just if you know, we can tell you in experience in our posse also, we don't go take part in international pageant. But let me come to you back. Anyway, we'll talk to Natasha Beckley, founder of I Am Sierra Leone, I Am SL Pageant, with a modeling agency, and don't they send young saloon people for go take part na different pageants. Them the latest one na Miss Universe, Usai Hawa Kamara.
Yes.
Then top five predicted
hey
for
God.
Win that crown. I must say you're so excited for you say Hawa go actually win Miss Universe.
Definitely.
Okay, let me come to Alita and Sukata. Is so concerned also about eating, how you they eat, and you know, waiting for it for get a healthy life. As we all know, diabetes and high blood pressure, they on the increase, and food now one thing where doctors they advise for the watch waiting you they eat. Alita, for make you they prepare lunch for people for Senam. So Mark is saying in the afternoon I find for lay it's heavy, you know, and bellful. How you they prepare your own food and waiting that you can prepare for lunchtime? What do we need for the eat lunchtime?
Well, for lunch we normally can do salads. Eat Smart, they do about 18 different salads, and we they do grills, we they do bulgur, we they do funde, we they do boiled plantain, we green, not to the rep one. We also they do sweet potatoes. Eleka Seasma, I am promoting and I they try for build a community. So most of all them food they are they call so. If you check with Facebook page, we always they post the health benefits of all them food they are so, how then they contribute to your life and how then they make you for live a better life. Like we sweet local saloon potato is nutritious, bad. And we they try for even promote that people then concentrate for the item than the Irish imported potatoes.
Because local content.
It's all part of the local content where we promote. And we also want to make sure say we farmers they out there able to get a market. And the reason why most of them not get a market now because we where they deal with some of them food stuff here, we not really they promote for tell people they say a more nutritious so let you eat sweet petete. That local saloon petete. You know, boiled, whether you want for bacon, you know, whether you want for masham. And they do all waiting the imported Irish potato they do. You know, and in fact, people are diabetic. Now, that's the key advice, say you can eat them. And they even say, not eat Irish potatoes, eat sweet potatoes. So these are some of the different kind of food they way Eat Smart can serve for lunch.
All right. You already get a challenge because ordinary Sierra Leonean, if you ask and say you don't eat, if you know it's rice for the day, you go say, I don't eat it. So if you they come with anything, say, so apart from the business where they do and you initiative where you want to promote, you get a big challenge. How you plan for, you know, tap into people and be able for accept, say, I don't need for it rice for the, or I don't need for it particularly different kind of rice that we get touch pass market and kind of thing for the day.
Well, I made a thing saying that the campaign now already they do so. Because I know say Radio Democrats in a one station way, boku saloon people and they listen to. And this, I they use this opportunity now for talk to them for no. So it's a challenge, like how you say, but that's where, you know, we message not get for stop. In fact, we slogan is that Eat Smart is not just food, but a lifestyle. Because now you get for take ownership of your life. Now you get for take your decisions for yourself. All waiting with the try for do, now for preach the message, now for encourage and inspire people, for let them know, say, this is right, and, you know, now this way you for go with you eating habits. Because we can't force people, you know, we just show them the reality, we just give them, you know, what's in italic, and I should say doctors themselves, they do the same thing for advice people on waiting and for it. So we promotion no go stop, we message and call to action no go stop for where people and continue for listen to we and try for it waiting rights for them body.
Right, CEO It's Matt Leon, Alita and Sukata continue for the between at the studios. We come over to we you know we beauty queen them way one person way me personally don't the follow in life when it into pageantry business now Josephine Kamara will be contest with Miss Sierra Leone, Miss University, and it just come out now the Philippines so I go take part by Miss Earth. Good morning Josephine. If I don't get you now long before now. But finally, you made it here. Good morning.
Good morning, Asma.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Josephine, basically, there so for continue for talk about the support where any country can give anybody where they go for go represent Sierra Leone. And one person where I follow from in Miss Earth, I follow all in waiting happening. And even where come explain to me about in testimony in the Philippines. Share with me your experience where you go take part by the Miss Earth. Na the Philippines.
Okay, like I said before, plenty thank you for getting me at the studio. Before I continue for talk, I go and say plenty thank you to this woman, Miss Doya, Natasha. I mean, if Salon gets five of Natasha, the whole culture and tourism industry go shake and it will change positively.
Why?
Because this now one woman where it be say not to enforce don't take part by international pageants in this country, not to enforce don't go out of Sierra Leone. But now one woman we come back for can give back to Sierra Leone. Others they know they give. But when it comes to promoting young talents away inside this industry, then kind of you know they shy away from them. Then kind of they shy away from them. But Natasha now one way come back and able help. Help young talents and way they into this industry for grow. You know, most of we be done they take part by and local pageant will not get the opportunity for go international. But she created that platform for make we go, we voice and go be hard day, and then go see we and then know about Salon. Like I tell you, Asma, where you go out of this country. A lot they fallen. You know, this country, you know, they up there when it comes to pageants. With culture and tourism, they right behind. And you know, to secret. It they behind. And when you go expose yourself. You go see how other countries and they do this kind of thing. The whole idea of pageants, you don't know, say, not a sexist institution, like how people in the class am here. This is a very, very important platform where young women, them, go able voice out then challenges them and able bring positive solutions to address global issues them. And that this woman provide for we. You know, I go to the Philippines for the 2016 Miss Earth, and I tell you, me experience now one of the best word I ever get in my life. Because me now one kind young woman, we know they see where they see beyond the beauty of beauty pageant. Me now mostly the education side of it, the intellectual side of it, and the artistic innovation and creativity side of it. Me now that kind of woman where they see pageants that way. They. So it pain me heart so much where we they go out of this country, where we know they get that kind backing, that kind support, you know, for go with out of the country. We they go, we they perform very well yonder. Look waiting how they do. If I tell you about waiting myself go do yonder, you go say, I mean, we they do very well. Salon picking and so intelligent. We so clever.
What do you feel seen at the problem? The platform they for let people able for know waiting they happen yonder, like we our national media now.
The
people they know say it there and that and something they happen. Because
the problem
don't know waiting they happen. They
the problem support. The problem can boils back to we own attitude. Attitudinal and behavioral change, the way we see these things. You understand? If we start for see pageants as a serious business, then we go start for put we resources towards them. Because if this woman not a money gets for they come all the way in America, I stay. You understand? It come, it they pay in tickets. Someday I can feel up for them. If they pay in tickets, if they come here, nobody know they support them. It's difficult. But
so
if
money not can they?
Financial support not there, and not there at all. This woman they pull out of her own personal resources. In fact, her own papa, in papa na he came from. You know, when I already forgo the Philippines, even ticket was a problem. In papa na he buy tickets. You understand? So that kind of thing, and so I can always talk, I forget them kind of more small, like 5 to 10 at this country. The country go change, pageantry go change. And we self go going that way, go able perform well. Look like our way it did now. Where you go, the way you get that small support from your country, I mean, you self-esteem, they go right up yonder.
Josephine, let me look at, especially first-timers, where yes. they travel. Yeah. And you just go meet this beautiful... beautiful woman them from all over the world.
Yeah.
Complex, you know, when they see them, you know, when they participate in a such huge stage. Yeah. Where's that be that your first impression where you go now, you know, for go take part at the contest after you don't see all others from other countries them?
Okay, so what I can say is I appreciate all beauty, all forms, shapes, and size of beauty. Any woman way fine, na me own weakness than they. So obviously not to mean I be the finest picking day. But one thing where I can always gladly foresee, salon picking them, Africans as a whole, not they be intimidated by them face in the world they will see. Because there is something behind the face where we they carry. We get story where we they go with. So we back up with beauty, with story. We back up and with intelligence. So when we go out there, we let me go represent environmental awareness program where me go pa. Me don't feel waiting climate change day like. Me come on a country where they don't identify as the second most vulnerable country. We're prone to climate change disaster them. Me don't experience flooding. I know what it's like for make the agricultural process in this country not to go before because of climate change challenges them. So me they go with a story explaining waiting adult experience. Most of them picking their way, they come on at the other country. Like I tell you now, they support no more
kin. And you, I understand say you story in a one way the media be the follow na Philippines.
Obviously.
But we now don't know that story and waiting you
when
be really care go for it.
Now the sad part of the story. Now I make a consider to you, I cry where I can.
I understand.
The sad part is you day under you they do so much. When you open your mouth for talk, everybody they admire what? Like the first of all, they don't know about salon.
Mm-hmm.
When you go there, before they know your name, na salon they know.
Mm-hmm.
Then they address you by Josephine Kamara, and they call you Miss Chalalon.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in fact, how I don't make the non-Sabi pronounce Sierra Leone fine. So instead of Chalalon, then they pronounce as Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
This is a show says salon they do mm-hmm. great na that platform. They,
okay,
you understand.
Josephine, we'll come back to you. We see people and on the comments and send messages so much on the Facebook page. I will just go there briefly and come back to Una.
Okay.
On It's Smart, this one says, does It's Smart Sierra Leone has a recommended exercise regimen to complement their program? This other one says, I am enjoying the program live from Kuwait. More message where we go look at inside the program this morning. This post here, they say, Natasha, you deserve to be world. I have been hearing your voice. But thanks to Radio D for making me see your beautiful face today. Thanks for the job. Well done. Keep it up. This one says, keep it real. Love, Natasha. It comes out from Isatu Smith. And more message.
Yes, we look at the message you don't send to the text line. This one say, good morning, 98.1. I don't sabi Natasha Beckley for many years now and always they try for put salon at the map and willing for help the other young people them. Keep it up, Natasha. I'm proud of you. This one come up from Malado.
Patricia Janga on Facebook says, sick plenty now in a salon, and the only way for avoid exploring the medical disappointments now we country, we need for it smart.
Yeah.
Hassan Conte on Facebook say, excellent vibes, Natasha, live in Radio D. This one say, more message, we don't care. Say, it's of course conspicuous that the issue of beauty pageant is not a popular social engagement in Sierra Leone. What have you vote to mentor young girls?
This one on the SAP story say, oh God, help us in Sierra Leone. SAP, let us put all our grievance aside this time and let's look forward to peace so that we will win the next election.
More message on with Facebook. Ty Young said, Tasha baby hashtag beauty and the beast hashtag Ty Young on the beat. Keep it up. I am proud of you.
This one says we need peace in the SFPP because we get so many problems in the party, like political problems, social problems, economic problems. So let's try to handle the issues from Samba P. Kamara and McKinney.
Francis Garrick says, young girls are beautiful and most are smart and talented. All they need to shine on the world stage is support, both financial and moral.
more message. We don't come inside the program. Bankole Doati, I am enjoying the program in America. Other one, we don't come inside the program. We say the TV stations in Sierra Leone should be airing a replay of the pageant event at Sierra Leone is represented. That's very important. Hassan Conte, oh, Josephine is very intelligent. Please keep it up. It come out from Hassan Conte, State of Kuwait, na the Middle East. Few more messages we don't come inside the program. This one say, Alita, what are you saying is so true. Please be coming on to the radio to explain to people what to eat and how to live a healthy life. On Facebook, Nabilahi Musa Kamara, Madam Beckley, thank you very much for putting Mama Salon on the map with your poetry. You are marvelous. Your future is still ahead of you. Thanks, my sister. The last one I will read for now, say, good morning from Ghana. Keep the good work, Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. Keep the good work, Josephine Amadou. Israel Wuri Kamara. Well, when I continue for sending a message, then definitely we're getting three beautiful women there so inside the studios this morning for we can talk small about the importance of beauty and also how important for it and get a healthy life. Well, when I relax as Jimmy B go give me, I think you're beautiful. I don't know if the DJ don't set up.
God, you're beautiful.
Come they see, I can't believe this they be. So in love, wanna share with every nation. Take away my frustration. That your beautiful lips, I can't resist. It's so toxic, I need a kiss, I insist. True set up me not for you, I'd fall. So hear me out when I call.
God, you're beautiful. God.
I'm going loco, and this not a joke. The way I feel, I know when they feel before. I can't take it anymore. My heart inside, it be burn like a fire. My every desire, it be you I admire. C'est comme ça, ça se passe, ma chérie. Tous les jours, all I did do not for you. Just for you, and this my love no go down. The queen of me aunt, me and you will not go back. Right from the start, I've been like a bat. We serve my cherie, je t'adore. My cherie, je t'adore. You are the one we don't take away me pin. And it be you we don't take away the pin. Girl, it be you where they drive me insane. You want the sunshine every time you rain. You're beautiful, beautiful, and incredible. Shorty, you incredible. I'm so in love. Girl, you're the bomb. Girl, you're the bomb.
Right, if only when I see waiting up in at the studios when they busy, they play outside Natasha, you know, they dance. But go now with Facebook page, you will see. He's saying a big fan of Jimmy B, so we dedicate the music obviously to all the beautiful Sierra Leone woman, them where they go participate in the pageant. So, and for today, we personally dedicate unto you, Natasha, where you don't do so well in for promoting the young girls there. So, and we hope see how. Good day, good do. If even you not do, come first. You go inside the first three. Amen. For put Sierra Leone on the map. We go come to now shortly. As you know, we don't get so many messages, then we don't come for now. More they come. People they appreciate now. Let me just go for this short break. We'll go come back.
Fall Alive! Fall Alive don't count for you, for me, and for all, man. We all know, say, sun can come out during the day. Not so?
Yes!
Well, we can able benefit from the sun when net no cancer. Solar light or solar power, they give you clean energy. One smoke or noise in other pool, in not a generator, you picking a go able study, and you go able sleep with collapse.
Yeah.
Not left face it too. If you want buy solar light, or you want no more, but solar energy, go now, na any microfinance bank. Or you can call the Renewable Energy Association, na 076-621-126. Or 025-621-126. Solar lights.
Now lights for all man.
We continue with the program. Good morning, Saloon. We don't come to you from 98.1 FM. Now we go to other stories after plenty concern them. We don't come out from the general public, but the late Lieutenant General S.O. Williams in Taiwan and the same way police don't they take for investigate this matter. The Director of Crime Services na the Saloon Police, AIG Moyilengo, say police don't catch but 11 people where they suspect say gets questioned for answer per this die where the late retired Lieutenant General S.O. Williams die. Alex Lawrence Koroma been there na police headquarters and put this report together.
Let me assure all of you and the country that we will do everything humanly possible to bring the perpetrators of this act to trial. I would like to call on anybody who may have useful information on the death of the late retired Lieutenant General to please give same to the police, and we assure you that it will be treated with the utmost confidentiality. The offer of 50 million leons made by the police still stands.
That voice is the Director of Crime Service at the Saloon Police, AIG Moyilengo, will be the operator journalist the Musai Police Station now with the investigation. For know the one them will kill the late Lieutenant General Samuel Umar Williams, when I been first time Chief of Defense Staff na the Saloon Army, where some gunman may shoot and kill nine us, Thursday, December 22, 2016, around 3 o'clock in the morning. AIG Moyilengo say, from the time where this incident be happening, police don't work with different security body them and other institution them we make they don't able for arrest but 11 people them where they suspect say get on by the late retired Lieutenant General S.O. Williams in Taiwan.
The police started an intensive investigation of the matter, and I want to report here today that satisfactory progress is being made. But we have not been working alone. We have been working with the family, some members of the public, the Sierra Leone Armed Forces, ASLAF, and other security agencies, and most importantly, NATCOM, and all the mobile service providers in the country. As a result of the collaborative support, our forensic cyber capability, and the sleepless efforts of the personnel at the CID, I want to inform you formally that 11 people are currently in our custody, arrested in and around Freetown and upcountry. Among the arrested persons, we have one female and the rest are male. Considering, however, the legal principle of the presumption of innocence, and in order not to prejudice the eventual outcome of our investigation or compromise the safety of other persons, I want to respectfully refrain from mentioning names or persons that are currently with us in custody.
AIG Moyilengo say police don't same way so charge two people go court with a suspect say been killed the late retired magistrate Imran Rahman nine hours inside December 2016.
We quickly and successfully investigated the murder in his Magetown residence of the late retired magistrate Imran Rahman on 24th December 2016, and two people have been charged to court for the offenses of murder and robbery and are now standing trial. Three suspected persons are on the run and wanted by the police, namely Mohammed Kabo, one Beno Elias Sio, and one Samuel Sal Levy. We have warrants of arrest in force for them.
AIG Al-Sheikh Kamara, na Director of Operations, Wese Mweso, na the official spokesman for the Saloon Police, he encouraged the general public for tap for posting them at the social media where go embark the investigation for know the one that will kill the late retired Lieutenant General S.O. Williams.
Even if you have information, please come to us.
rather than putting it out on social media. And I want to take this opportunity to send the same message to other members of the public who are listening. We have made a breakthrough, but we might be able to get more people. So please don't preempt and don't mention names. Like yesterday, we nearly lost one of our key witnesses because his name was mentioned on social media. It was only by stroke of hard effort, I will not even say stroke of luck, that we are able to nab him. Could have escaped, and that could have been more work for us. Because when once the suspects get out of the jurisdiction, it could delay the process of the investigation. So please, we are enjoining all and sundry to support us in this investigation. If you have information, come up to us, come to the CID, or contact the media and public relations officers, then you may have been very helpful.
Mohamed Bangrouana, the Minister of Information and Communication, he said government will continue for support the Salon Police for make the law bet the one them we get and pan the kill. We then kill the late Lieutenant General S.O. Williams, but call on people not for put politics pan the late man in Taiwan.
For us to look at where the Salon Police is now as a force for good, we are very proud. His Excellency the President and the entire government and the people of this country are very proud of your work. Let me say this to those who are out there trying to score political points out of the bed of the son of the soil. As a government, we knew what we were doing. We knew we had a gallantry police force capable enough to track down the perpetrators of this crime. That's why we kept quiet. We want to let them know that the death of this honorable man cannot be used for any political purpose, because this is just not an ordinary man. This is a man that has served this country, both locally and internationally. We want all of them, every Sierra Leonean, to join the Sierra Leone police. Give them leads that can transform to prosecution. Either you are in the opposition or you are in the government. Let us join hands. This is not the time for political points. When a reward was put by some people, it undermined the very integrity of our country. This is not about money. We want the Sierra Leone public to know that the effort that led us to where we are today is as a result of solely, and quote, solely the effort of the Sierra Leone police. It was not as a result of a ransom or money which was put. It was not as a result of some people sitting there and pass information to the Sierra Leone police. It was purely the competency and the hard work of men and women of our force.
Mohamed Bangrouana say, government concerned about the security of all men at the country, and this is say the government will continue for do, so that the good name way Salon don't get for be the most peaceful country in West Africa will continue for day all over the world. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Alex Lawrence Koroma, the report.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue. Be part of them. Send a message to the number 0779-81981. As we continue the program, we still get Alita and Sukatan at the studio. We are the CEO for It's Matt Salon. Alita, we don't talk about, you know, the different diets there, why necessary for let people, you know, changing diets and going to something more of vegetables and other things. But don't look at the area of the services. Apart from food, you know, we are the other services. We say somebody who will get, you know, the food there, so we prepare.
Okay, It's Smart, we services of course focused on food, so all we do, we do get for do with food. So but part of the services the way we do or packages the way we get on It's Smart, apart from the lunchtime deliveries the way we do to people then at their office, right, you know, in the comfort of their offices, we they make sure say we deliver food to you in the most healthy food now they deliver to you. We also did now concentrate on how we can promote the healthy habits and healthy eating among the small one them, the picking them. So my new project really now how best I can able for deliver food packs, vegetable packs to school picking them. And currently I guess schools the way are they deliver to with a package bananas, orange, mangoes, all with local Salon foods they no more. And we they make sure say, you know, we bowl them and deliver them to them PKR. Of course at a cost. Amen. At a cost, but a very affordable cost. We go make the parents then all shy away from the service, but then go look and say na necessity. You know, when people they can say healthy food, idea or idea, I can always say then, you know, get for begin as we to make, you know, the junk food then so cheap. You know, and we all know how, like I say, it contributes to your well-being. So it's much, much cheaper than for begin go hospital for them small, small cold, constipation for you picking. The best thing you can do now for make sure say you get fruits and vegetables so that you go eat a balanced diet. You get in 5 a day. Now so it's man then call them. So we don't start that day. And we also they even still on the picking the inside. We also now they even promote say the party that we picking and they get, we parents and they organize for them picking them. Then for each fruit, now them party also. And we they try for design them in a very fun and friendly way. Like I say, if people then go to my Facebook page, then they will foresee all the creative work we Eat Smart don't they do, like I say, all for promote healthy eating. So we they do in fun ways. Do I mean with fruits, and then when the picking then can see I'm honestly they can become so excited. And of late I really don't glad because we get some picking then now we then don't they see we now one party, two parties. So as they can see me now the party, so they all they run come auntie where the fruits, you know. And then can so the response to that it can just beautiful.
So you get
honestly
a set of people and we you the target, you know. With your products and you get a set of people that really target?
I they target all man. Honestly, because I want to see a healthier Sierra Leone, a disease-free Sierra Leone. Because I want for make we not just rely on we health system, but let we self take we health care as we responsibility by waiting with the put in our remote. You know, so me target really not to just say I target them people here. So we target all man. And
well,
when
maybe
look
by
at
by the pockets, how the pockets there and how the thing
the cost. Affordability of me meals them, honestly, Ahmed, I not think say we need for even going to that because we know waiting people they can spend per lunch averagely for the day. So we try for just the in the middle. In as much as you know the cost we cheap for low prepare their meals here, so we know we can't give them away for free or we can't provide them at a loss.
Okay.
But also we know they go too high, we will make, you know, people are not able to afford them. Affordability is one thing we very key in this mission.
But don't carry with breakfast this morning. So
no, well, you know, they get in a lunch, asthma.
Okay. All right. Continue for the with me, Alita Sukata, CEO, Eat Smart. They try for promotes for eat healthy food for live long. Well, we come over again to Natasha Beckley, INSEF, they into pageants. Mm-hmm. In the founder of I Am Sierra Leone Pageant and I Modeling Agency. Natasha, I happened for the very first time also go na Miss World and I see the support we country them give, especially the tourism sector. Right. Was a whole delegation they go right. For go left. Anybody where they participate, even government officials,
right.
Because of how some, you know, you don't know, the day in another country, then they so we say alone, just they come up now. But for we and Josephine, we go 9-1 go.
Mm.
I'm sure the other ones also we go China 9-1 go. Hawa 9-1 grade on go. Where you see for now, I mean, you go for join and later. What's the relationship between the organization and tourism ministry, for example, when it comes to them kind and then tell them that we Sierra Leone needed badly when they can go represent?
Okay. A lot of people, the first thing they ask me is, Natasha, what's the ministry of tourism they do for you? And what I say, I could not be happier to be a part of, you know, your ministry of tourism. The Minister of Tourism has been so supportive because, number one, and I tell all the picking them back week in the America, if you get any small initiative, whether or not for bring book them for support education or for bring medical supplies, you have to go through the right channels to be able to make sure that, you know, it reaches the people that you're bringing this change for. Where see what they do? They work under the Ministry of Tourism. Deputy Minister and the Minister of Tourism, as soon as we get with franchises, we say, now this we don't get, now this we able for pay. And then minister say, well, now this we able for epona with. So even though the financial support is not there, that's because we're even appealing to the Ministry of Finance. Because where Ministry of Tourism, they write, say, these girls are really taking this pageantry serious. They really need support. Ministry of Finance needs to be able to say, okay, well, we go able for give this small percent to National Tourism Board or the Minister of Tourism for help support them picking that. So, Minister of Tourism, if you listen this morning, I want to tell them plenty thank you. In back now, don't turn pageants fanatic. It text me, Natasha, are you saying that this award don't do? Natasha, Naso Josephine do? Natasha, are you saying Maya to win this? Natasha, Naso. He wants to know because this is under his image and this is under his brand. And something like the laugh send me, say, Natasha, no can't turn me pageants minister. You know, because every day I defrayed for Good Night Ministry. And National Tourist Board as well has been our second home, you know, with Mr. Yasin Karbo. They have been so supportive with us. Even yesterday, I was in a meeting with the both of them. So that's one of the things that I want to tell Lentenki. And with the conversation about the delegations, this is our first year going to these international pageants. You know, right now, Seth Mok, we get enough for able for take care of we contestants them rather than, you know, I send one old delegation go. For Mariatu, Josephine, and Mastikina, they one ringo. Me feel I'm past them when they one ringo. But for each pageant girl that I work with, it cost me about $8,000 to $9,000 for one contestant. Round trip plane tickets, visa, and the franchise fee. So if we don't send three and then me for go, and where then contestants and yesterday they go, then they go to a 5-star hotel. Where the hotel and I then 500, you look who not gonna get Lord. You know, now then $400 to $500 a night. Like for, you know, a small agency such as myself, you know, we get for sets with priorities. As long as my contestants and don't go, I am on the phone with them constantly, WhatsApp, I they read any interview I see and all like Josephine Sidaya. I said one day I see her, it gets some kind of way. I say, Josephine, if I see you wearing a scarf day again, then they ain't gonna be you. Even with Hawa, I go do interview the other day, and I'm not be like the interview at all. Now I say, Hawa, make this be the last time I you do this guy interview. You say, okay. So, I communicate with them, and then, well, Miss Universe, I just wanted to bring up this Miss Universe issue. Where Miss Universe, first of all, they charge us $7,500 just for call salon name, Nana stage name. Okay. And they gave me about 2 weeks to come up with the money. And also why they do that? They do one because they want to see if my country poor or they want to see if that is a big issue. I go cry to, I get team of advisors. You know, I go cry to a team of advisors and then, you know, I wrote to Jewel Africa and I wrote to FI Bank and I wrote to Sierra Leone Bottling Company and they were able to, you know, see their support to how we could be able. In 2 weeks we paid that $7,500 for the first time for just for make them call how I name their auto. Not so for make how I sleep day, eat day or anything like that. So I said this is a Salomon business and Miss Universe. I begin forget offer them. People and they call me say, Natasha, we wanna be able to dress Miss Universe. People were calling me, I was turning it down. I said, this is a Salomon business. It's the first time Sierra Leone is going to Miss Universe. I want all Sierra Leone designers to be able to participate in how it's going. I wait. I write letter. Then, you know, Salomon, they say, you bobo yourself. This is more than bobo. I ask. They not even watch myself. Yes. I left her. How are we going to Philippines? We do GoFundMe account. I said, we shop for how are because it's Miss Universe and it's the first time, you know. But then they will buy for how I said, you know where? As how I reach Philippines, I signed contracts with one designer. We signed contracts with 22 designers. How are they Miss Universe for 22 days? Every day, how are in close way, how are they wear was sent by a Filipino designer. How are a national costume get 3,000 rhinestones to represent the diamonds here? $5,000. Filipino designer, nine supports we. How then choose how I forgo model at the governor's ball where the governors of Philippines were. Out of them, there were five that were selected, and Howard was on top of that top five as well. It where they call it a midnight blue gown, Filipino designer. And I say, Natasha, and this, even where how I can go in national costume. Then they say, Natasha, you mind if we can just make some changes? Because Filipino wants Sierra Leone to win. And you know, I just tell God, thank you. Like, this Miss Universe, me, I'm not strained. And a lot of people are asking me, Natasha, what's not your problem now? What's not the biggest problem one they face? My biggest problem what they face is salon picking them. So you know what I didn't notice about salon picking them. They like where person they meet. Asma, you not find no man. Asma can't do this pageant, you find your feet. They like na repetitive, big na. Asma but not for do one for you country. Where they work with IMSL, this not so personal but not national. I they work for me country and they work for anybody or their family. I choose who I think is going to represent my country well. So not extra false life when I get for tone and down a lot more to be able to work with me. Okay. And it's a fact.
Okay, Natasha, we will come to you. Let me over to Josephine. He said, we be ready for go. Same struggle, same thing where you they explain. Would I go designer, I'm with you go where, and you know, the support where he gets. Josephine, you be able to forget that enough support when it comes to also the dress, which you they wear, and
support you throughout your journey in the Philippines?
Well, I want to like the big queen now. Me not able get them Filipino support designers for help out, but obviously Natasha be help out greatly. And it was surprise enough for no say me evening gown na Asma James designer. Na Asma James, although you know I make people know, but she designed the evening gown. And you know it'd be wonderful for get other people them, individual people them. We be so passionate about young people, them young women, them development, and then put an under, you know, for help. Natasha and Daddy, I can always say he's the greatest. He is the greatest because he contributes a lot.
So one thing I want to make
everybody know, when then queens are in the go, make them go with media cool. It's very important.
Makeup.
Because now, makeup, like, in fact, when we go astray with makeup, then turn and they will not get people away. So they do African face, black people in face. I'm surprised when our able get somebody way able do in makeup. Look at our, she looks fabulous. You understand? But me then turn and they may not sabi waiting on makeup. Me now this woman can show me say where you be beauty queen. You get for they do makeup. I'm not a big fan of the makeup thing. But then these pageants go expose me a lot to make a land
and
thing.
And what in the media they do?
So makeup very important, now one you need for learn. In fact, now a whole school for them Venezuela, then South American beginning. Asma James, you go sit on here one picking. Asma James, you de afraid inside you. When you see them picking and they when you see them picking and they when they know.
So what you kill them with now you experience on the on environmental issues. Now you take kill them. We make the media be the one after you.
Of course, I remember when I did Isabella, when I did the press conference, I be then select me for the press conference with all the media houses them inside that state will be there. As my James, I mean, them people they know say salon woman intelligence. When me open me much for talk about environment, I mean, the whole experience with the Environment Protection Agency where they work, my whole experience with one of my mentors, Madam Adija Tujalo, when I use that, where I scatter yonder with environmental, I was the best. Really, okay. Seriously. So right. Media important. So waiting the queens and they do for able communicate and back home because look like right now. Yeah. Right now voting for they go on for our Kamara.
It'll open the 23rd.
It'll open the 23rd. But it goes surprises for no say the Miss Universe also get Miss www.missuniversevote.com. This now the fans and favorite queen. It'll go on right now. Sierra Leoneans they don't know about that. It'll go on
which
right
now. The address?
www.missuniversevotes.com. These are fans and favorite, the fans and favorite contestant in the go on right now. Do we they plead to Sierra Leoneans? Una go download that voodie, make una start for vote on the 23rd. Because our don't do great. Where our me and our talk yesterday, I say our you really surprise you. You take me on surprise. It say Josephine a God. It say myself not expect waiting to happen so. Okay. You understand? So now we need for put for vote usa we must today because some of we don't talk plenty, but we need for begin vote for
okay. Okay, Josephine. All right, we'll go back about and come back to na just now.
Josh Demain. Oh, yeah. I think you will that the wakabot on the tire. Oh, yeah. You say age defect. Me, I tell you no. Then kind age ya will you do it? I say, although me on work no get retirement date, but plenty other people and they wait for the retire. Wait till today, man they no retire it. I tell you, man, I don't know who's kind of enjoy. Oh, yes, okay. I think I can see the point now. I mean, you don't come out college at the age of 27, 26, 25, even 19 year, 20 year old. You knock like that 7 year defend job. Now, don't take you 33 first. But then you they get the job then say with how many years experience. So as you begin work, no much of work don't begin to switch you then tell you say you tend to eat for retire. No wonder why people are not retire. Because they want the day when they begin work, and the day when the work don't begin sweet them. They know what you say, man. I just look at plenty list where I see them there. Anyway, I think this auditor general report we can come out. I need for begin telling you something, but I just did with something. I just tickle listen you for let you know, say, and they begin do something on that. Number one, no, I'm not going to tell you no, not begin take notes. Like I say, no more go be this, no, but I need for tell you no, plenty thing about this, you know, auditor general report. I see the Black Kalina City Council. Oh yeah. Black, you not go blame me. I didn't tell you the talk thing that you are cabot and they talk about your name bad. Now that you are cabot the talk say you crazy where you don't crazy. You not go blame me, Black. Me tell them not to be you. Allow me not put you where they work. But I don't think she had all one day to you. But what thing they confuse we now? The way you did behave. You can behave one kind of way people left feed you not crazy. Then you behave one kind of way back people left feed you crazy. That confusion that you put with power, you see, you know. But not blame me, man. I again tell you they grumble about me plenty. Oh, yeah, and you know, sabi me. If you wish me, go balance me. Anyway, I hope they don't treat you the way you did. If you crazy, let them treat you so. If you not crazy, let them treat you like good at no crazy, but no more than go to guide you. Me, you're not able that you work about.
Right, we continue with the program, and this time now we can look at, we message them on, I don't say now is 077981 line, and also on we Facebook page. The first message we I will look at this morning, say, from Mark Campbell, he say, I am proud to hear my Jala's sister, thanks for flying the flag of Sierra Leone. God continue to bless your endeavor, Miss Natasha.
This one on the school feeding program say school feeding program is good, but the time is too late because there is delay in the cooking. Samba and I send this message.
More message we don't come in the program this morning. This one say thanks very much to Alita. We appreciate you. What types of food do we eat to lose weight? What type of food do we eat to lose weight? It come out from Masiri Sadiq Umaru.
To allow teachers to prepare food for pupils, feeding them with yebe. Please stop this program and improve on school's infrastructure.
This other one from Mavis Bellison makes sense. Macaulay, so you say, keep it up, ladies. Well done, Hawa.
Thank you, It's Matt, for showing us how to be healthier enough to live a happier life. From youngest in Fisher Street.
This other one say, can I know the address where there is? It's my Sierra Leone because I'm dieting. Come out from Rosalie Johnson.
This one say, good morning, Radio D. To eat smart is good, but 70% of Sierra Leoneans do not eat balanced diet. We eat more of carbohydrate food. From Magnus Rogers Nawokel.
Salah Jusu say, thank you, Mrs. Kata. People should know that healthy eating does not mean you are sick or should be prescribed by medical personnel. Everyone should eat balanced and healthy food.
This one on the people away police arrest say those suspects now in police custody in connection with the death of the late retired Lieutenant General S. Williams must be properly investigated and if found wanting, face the full force of the law.
Natasha, only God will bless you for your efforts. I can see the passion in your voice. May you have support so that Sierra Leone will win one of these pageants.
This one say, thank you very much, Madam Natasha, for your help. Thank you also, Asma, for promoting Josephine. Sound very articulate and intelligent from Tunde Scott's Nafobe.
Few more messages. Thanks so much for that innovative
Can we have specifications of the kind of food to be eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and supper? Come out for more scene content on we Facebook page.
It's a shame on SLTU. Teachers are not paid on time, but their teaching job, now another cooking job is added to their job from Yafa too.
Thanks very much, Natasha, for your good job done by putting Sierra Leone on the map. And please, when you see her, tell her that she has a fan out there currently following her on Facebook. Thanks to her, and I'm proud of her watching you live from Switzerland. And the last message for me this morning says, Josephine is eloquent and intelligent. Hearing her for the very first time, and I am impressed. Good job, Natasha. Go eat smart and enjoy your food and admire your determination and resilience. We not get better time again. But when I see the messages, then we come a little. Somebody ask when I, again, maybe me question something for breakfast. I see you come with eat smart cup. So is it that we for stop for eat down man yeah. After work in the morning, yes. We cook it and begin eat, drink or waiting for breakfast.
Yes, as my adi get comment say it.
How much go vex by you?
Una wedding radio democracy and also una guest the way they come. I want for begin see una they get a healthy tea. Na yeah, so fine tea. Then they get lemongrass tea. Una not for they put sugar. Una begin buy local honey. Instead of white sugar, we're going to try for use brown sugar. So I recommend that now for Radio Democracy and we're going to guess them. Let me don't bring it smart tea cup then today. From today, now this cup here, we're going to for the use. Now, yeah, so. Well, this person where they ask this question, for me, I recommend waiting for it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast, of course, for beef, something. Boiled egg day. You can eat that day. You can eat oats. Itself good for you, but I'm not able to forgive you all waiting for it now. So, as mommy, don't promise they get forgive you a special eat smart hour. We shall be able to bring the experts them back on board. We go can able for talk to una on all of these things. They are so we tell una plenty. Thank you for una tech. Somebody me they also ask say if we they recommend exercise, for many people, they also they work out. Of course, you're not go able for the say you they try for live a healthy life and just you don't know more now you cheer all day. We definitely they recommend for many people and get active, get moving. We get 3 gym then at this country where we eat smart they work with, and we get we pack themselves, we can available to them. So if you na person way like for exercise, you na person way interested for eat smart, just contact me, like I say, go now with Facebook page. Somebody they ask for we address. Well, we production kitchen, we not get a regular kind of restaurant. We say they go sit down and eat. You they call and make you order. We production kitchen day na Babadori, na day where they cook from, and then we deliver. These are home food, you know, not to that kind. Boku commercial. Okay. We order, we prepare specifically for you. If you know they eat boku pepper, we know they put pepper for you.
So you address with quickly as to the airport people.
Yes, we address like I said in a Babadori. Of course, my address not really as important because you don't need for go day for go eat. Just so what's important now you call 079-059-509. Now the number then the way you go call for putting your order, or you go now we page now Facebook. Or we website www.eatsmart.sl. You go able for see we diet programs. You be able for see all waiting Eat Smart okay. They do and the recommendations the way we nutritionists then they make for you.
Thank you very much, Eat Smart. We hope say we go get to your own lunch today for yes, for start for seeing sure, recommend sure. Also to people. Natasha, what's the expectation now? How are they do extremely well? You they join them soon?
Right.
What do you expect of Sierra Leoneans?
First time in 65 years for Sierra Leone to go to Miss Universe. This is an honor, and I want to tell His Excellency Anas Baikoroma plenty thank you for because if you know they do so much development in the country, then they not go see something so specific in Sierra Leone for make they invite you for Canada this kind of competition. And we expect so much from Howard and Miss Universe, but you know, as all man they follow the competition at the 29th. For the first time, we did within the top 15. How about telling me, say, Steph, yesterday, they say, you know, for common ado so much because people in the crowd now, the hotel, for say, they one can see the black Barbie. So she doesn't, so she said, Natasha, you're not able to understand, like, what's in the go on. So the Miss Universe organization tell us to make it stay indoors. And there's so many people that have helped us out along the way as we're following this. I just want to tell plenty thank you to the woman, the way they aspire, inspire, and empower we, especially number one, me mama. We get a Haja Kala and a NRA. I mean, that lady is just amazing. Asia Tuabaje and Miss Amnata Kale for all their continuous support. But most importantly, we can do, we camp them. For Josephine come up Posloco. So Posloco now we do we camp this year. And want to tell plenty thank you to Dr. Agnes Kanu, a man, Mr. Alpha Kanu, Minister Alpha Kanu for their support, because now they provide everything for what we need Posloco for the camp. So we just they ask no more anybody as when they listen to this program, when they see the kind of work what they do, Mama they wanna give you the chance for work to not picking them. As you can see, this not a personal but a national thing that we look for. If you not believe in yourself, number one, no can work with me because me not get that kind of time this for the belly you say you fine can't work, because you're doing this for yourself, for give yourself national publicity, but also for represent your country. And appeal to the boyfriend as well. Normally I can get contestants, everyone can work with me, but I say no, Natasha, my man say me cannot come, my man say, but they tell me girl picking and this time I hope say boku boyfriend they are. If you man na experts, maybe let me say in trade like Ahmed, so you they work in a regular democracy and they don't can give you big opportunities. Ahmed, we one can bring you can at CNN just so make you can do one small internship. You go say your girlfriend say no, wait till you go do. Now quick question for Ahmed, the only man already. Ahmed, no answer,
we not can answer questions.
You know, but that's something.
It's not possible.
It's not possible for making not go because they don't see the better one. So boyfriend and girlfriend, the way they listen to this, if your girlfriend don't can't get this possibility, say they go Philippines, so make you go represent the country, chances that it might win and put Sierra Leone on the map. Okay. The boyfriend so no. My sister then convince her, say, honey, you know, make with Sky be the best, you know, for make we, you know, for make you back get this opportunity.
Okay.
But Asma, plenty thank you. You know, as I say, you the way you bluff now is all that we think for you not contestant. But I'm glad for those saying, you know, just saying
that we're disqualify.
You know, we've needed for support. Ministry of Tourism, National Tourism Board, we're not going to be able to tell on a thank you. I mean, Minister of Works as well, because now that we can go big for them building them.
Okay,
Deputy Minister and Minister of Works, and I just want to tell my plenty thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Josephine.
Okay, what me go say is forms and they out right now. I mean,
forms
for the 2017 Miss Universe, because right now we produce 2017. 2017 Miss Earth, Miss International, and then Miss Tourism Queen International. There we beg una come out and buy their forms there. Me na a living testimony. When you look at me, you know, to all kind feke kalokalo picking you they see.
Uh-huh.
So this now waiting you girl picking it for turn out for B, if you encourage them for make it pursue in dreams and aspiration in terms of pageantry. You can get you form na Joel Africa. We tell plenty thank you also to Joel Africa for the contribution to this pageant. Yeah, we tell Daddy Beckley very boku thank you for in support, and also Mommy Beckley for in support, and also Abu. Do you wanna come and come by the form? The form na 250,000 yuns. We the encourage girl picking them. If you find not Sidon Param, come out and can show them. You beautiful, come out and show them out. So we go use you for go promote salon and fly the green out and white and.
I think so. When I get enough information from you, but definitely we Radio Democracy always they give support to dancing there, so amongst many other things. So when I get my information, when I can bring and come, and I just want at this point,
you know, fabulous designer, sir. You can the design for this university, honestly.
Whatever,
big up and down, you see, there, so Radio Democracy.
Okay, Alpha Khan just sent message. Wow. He say, good morning, Asma. I'm listening to you in London, as you are in Freetown. Well done. Keep promoting Natasha and Sierra Leone leisure tourism. Regards, African, the apprentice.
No.
Nice send a message there. This other message say, for the three queens on your program today, I celebrate you all. You all have demonstrated initiative, drive, and intelligence. Come out for Madame Jalo, of course. And this last one, we're going to say, good morning, my sister. So happy to hear your cheerful voice this morning. Keep riding. God bless you all. All right, thank you very much to all the one that we don't follow me on Facebook. We don't send a message. I'm sure Natasha, Josephine, and Alita go go there and respond to our individual question, especially Natasha, Alita, because of the kind food way people and for eat, we therefore live a healthy life. Josephine, continue for do what you believe in. And also, Natasha, thank you very much.
And
for
then they go to the station and they go eat smart.
Okay. So thank you very much to the production team.
Thank you.